Hello, it's Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and we're going to continue our discussion of what it takes to be successful in your business and in your life. Now, today we're going to chat about creating an organization and what it takes to start a business with our guests. Now, our guest today is Glenn Buehler. You'll learn a little bit more about him in a minute, and author David Day. But first, a little Set for Success thought. Expectations and acceptance. Lately, I've been thinking about those two words. It started with a Google search on the five stages of grief. See, I was interested in that information, just like anybody else. Where do you go? You go to Google when you want to know something. You see, I was chatting with a friend, and they told me that they were depressed. And I sort of thought, were they really depressed? That their life did not work out the way they thought it should. Now, I'm no psychologist, but I do recall a time when I was in my 20s and my friends and I would discuss different words and what they meant. And one of the words that we liked to talk about was expectations. Now, what is that word really all about? We used to say if you could manage the expectations, the upcoming event would be better than the expectations or the event itself. And I guess what we were learning at that point in our lives was about acceptance, expectations and acceptance. Maybe it was a prelude to us to learn a life lessons of something that's important to do or to accept where we're at. But maybe more importantly, we're learning to get along in life. At some point, no matter the circumstances, whether your friend has a health issue or your loved one has a health issue, or maybe you're experiencing the passing of a loved one or relationship change or loss or a career or business adjustment due to circumstances out of your control, we all go through the five stages of grief. Now, if you don't know what they are, I'm not going to explain them all, but they're denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. And I think the most powerful of those words is the word acceptance. I think that the sad thing is that we continually can get stuck in this cycle if we're not careful and go through a stage over and over and over again. I have witnessed this in people close to me through what they have said about the word depression or maybe just feeling sad in life. Something has triggered it. Usually their expectations are not being met or have not been met in their life. Maybe they feel like they're stuck because their lives did not turn out the way they planned. Our spouses are not living up to our expectations. We don't quite have the security we thought we would have when we thought about where our lives would be in our 20s. Our business didn't quite work out the way that we wanted to. I have come to realize that acceptance, not expectations, is the most powerful word or space to live in. It means that you accept your circumstances in life, where you're at, and those people around you with little or no judgment. Acceptance frees us from the chains that bind us, the chains that bind you. It allows you to live in the present state of life and be grateful for the things you have. And it contributes to personal and professional success. I guess with living with acceptance is another way of saying that your life is set for success. If you have any thoughts about Set for Success from today's program or the thought that we just had, send me a note at richard@braveworld.ca or look me up at setforsuccess.ca. Now, my guest today, as I mentioned, is Glenn Buehler. And Glenn is Vice President of Business Development for Oxygen Technical Services. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. But he's also the chairman for the Manitoba Executive Group, which I'm really excited to talk to him about that. Now, David Day is an author, and he's an author. He's written several books, but the book we're going to talk about today is Giving Birth to a Baby Business, a step-by-step guide to starting your own business. And later on in the show, we're going to ask our guests to give us the Set for Success tips, the things you must do to be successful from their perspective in life and in business. I think that sounds like a really great show. With lesser, I guess what we should do at this point in time is get our guests on. So, guys, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi there.
All right. So, Glenn Buehler just saying hi there, and David Day is on the phone and saying hi. Glenn, let's start off with yourself. I always like to start off with a question around, you know, who are you and what are you all about? So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. First of all, thank you for having me.
Oh, sure.
I love business. That's the first thing, first and foremost. And I've always loved business. I grew up on a farm out in rural Manitoba, and that's really where I learned about business and success, mostly because we didn't have any success in farming. It was interesting. When I was in my formative teenage years, the family farm wasn't doing very well. And as the oldest of four children, I was asked by my parents to figure out how we can, really start to survive as a family, what I could do to, to help the family business and the family farm diversify and create more income. So that was my first entrepreneurial experience, was actually as a chicken farmer at the ripe age of, I believe it was 12 or 13 years old. And that's where I got to see, my direct efforts in building this little business, not only work for myself, but for my family.
As well. Now, has that business expanded, or have you moved on from that business since that time?
You know, it's funny. It's we can call it a business. Really, it was a 100 laying hens, a small little barn that my dad and I built out of scrap wood, and that business only survived a couple of years. But I got interested in the technology business because there I was with my school scribblers kind of plotting the production of my chickens versus the revenue, and I didn't know much about business at the time, but I got into the technology business, and that's where I've been for the last number of years.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about, just shortly before we go out for break, tell us a little bit about the technology business, because I mentioned that you were with Oxygen. Say what the name of the company.
Oxygen Technical Services. That's right. So for about 4.5 years, I ran my own IT company where we would build computers and websites and all sorts of things. Now this was back in 2001, and I ran that in the small town where I grew up, Boisevain, Manitoba. For those of you who may have heard of it, and when my friends started to go away for university and so on, I needed to explore what the big world was like. So I came to Winnipeg and was a little bit nervous to start a business here because I didn't know anybody. It was out of my comfort zone. So I took a management job. I don't know how I got one at such a young age, but...
And how old were you then?
I was 19.
19 years of age. That would be young.
So I was running the IT department for a fairly good-sized manufacturing company here in the city. And after I got a little bit more comfortable here in Winnipeg, about 2 years later, I set out to start a business again.
Okay. You know what, Glenn? We're going to take a short break, and we're going to continue our conversation about your entrepreneurial path, because I know this path has led you down the road to creating some other organizations that really support the business community within Manitoba. This is Richard Lannan. You're listening to Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan back for Set for Success, and today I'm talking to Glenn Buehler from Winnipeg, Manitoba, and some of the experiences that he has actually in business, and author David Day, who will be talking about small business, developing small business in a little bit. Now, Glenn, before we went on break, we're talking about your career. Mm-hmm. And as people started going off to university at a very young age, you moved to the big city, Winnipeg, mm-hmm. and basically started off in a management type role. Could you take us a little bit further and expand that a little bit further for in terms of what you learned and that whole experience for you?
Sure. So after about 2 years in that management role, I really was missing the entrepreneurial aspect of it, being my own boss and so on. So I left a nice, comfortable role, and this was Christmas of 2007.
Okay.
And decided to start a business.
Now, you're a young man.
I am.
Give me the number. Ooh,
I'm 29 this
29.
Year.
29. Oh, I love young entrepreneurs. Anyway, go ahead.
So I left with this grand vision of building the next big business on the internet. And what I learned over the course of that failure was...
we all have a few failures. It's
absolutely. That I wasn't ready for it. I got involved in a couple other businesses here and there, either as an investor or whatnot. And we had some mild successes, but nothing huge. In 2009, I decided to start another business where basically we were building software for small businesses. That's what I knew, and that's what I was passionate about. And one of the things that I really miscalculated was the cost of acquiring my customers.
Okay. Yep.
You know, when you're in a small town like where I grew up, all of the customers by default because you just know them.
Yes.
And in Winnipeg, that was continually a struggle. So one day, while I was trying to build this business, I stumbled across this thing called the Manitoba Executive Group on LinkedIn.
Okay.
And it was perfect. It was executives only for the purposes of developing new business.
Yeah, and that's one of the organizations I want to talk to you about because I recall, I don't know if it was now 5 years ago or 4 years ago, I received a phone call from you talking to me about the Mantle Executive Group. And I was like, well, what the heck is this thing, right? So tell us a little bit more.
That would have been about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, to my disappointment, when I stumbled across this LinkedIn group in 2009, it was nothing more than a LinkedIn group.
Okay.
It was just a bunch of people online who didn't really interact with each other offline. So really, through a number of different disappointments involved in that, as far as it not really taking shape, I took over it at the start of 2011, which is when I called you.
Okay.
So I remember that very specifically. I was, you know, trying to grow my business and come up with unique ways to market it. And I thought, well, this Manitoba Executive Group, what if I just called all sorts of people who I thought would make good customers of mine, got them into this networking group, and there we go.
You have a networking group. That is brilliant. That is absolutely brilliant.
So the first time we held an event, it was January of 2011. I rented a nightclub downtown and I hired a caterer and entertainment and just started cold calling people like yourself and saying, come on out. This is going to be the next big thing. And we had about 80 people show up that night.
Okay.
And the format was very simple. There was no format. It was just discussion. It wasn't about sales. It wasn't about anything. Just getting people at that executive level to get to know each other.
Yeah.
And at the end of the evening, and I had spent about $4,500 on this event, everybody said, this is so great. When's the next one? And I thought, oh my goodness, I don't have that kind of money to spend again.
The investments we make in business, right?
That's right. Man. But over the course of that year, 2011, I held 8 events. I spent about $30,000, which I didn't have. And we ended up turning that into about $670,000 worth of business that I got just from that group.
So now that's for your other company, right?
That's for the other company.
Yeah.
And what happened, which really showed me the value of networking, was I ended up selling that business to somebody I met at these executive group events within a year.
Okay.
So it was it worked out very, very well for me. And that's when I transitioned over to Oxygen Technical Services after that sale. And really, to my, you know, to my disbelief, the Manitoba Executive Group started to really gain a lot of momentum.
Yeah. How many members are there now today?
We have just shy of 1,400.
Yeah. That's a lot of members, that organization.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, it's something that has grown really organically and taken on a life of its own, which is very exciting for me.
Now, if I understand correctly, you have different types of members, though. I was reading something about this, I think, about a month ago or 2 months ago. I don't recall now. I mean, it could have been 6 months ago.
Sure.
But what kind of members do you have? What are the categories, I guess?
Sure. So unlike most business groups out there, we don't discriminate per industry. What I mean by that is we can have multiple different HR companies or mechanics or car dealerships or whatnot. With 1,400 members, we have to reduce or eliminate that exclusivity in each category.
Sure.
There's different ways that you can get involved. What the group is about creating high impact, low commitment events where people can come out and really meet people in a unique setting.
Yeah, I understand that completely because recently I had the opportunity to be an extra in an event that was put on by the Manitoba Executive Group. Maybe we could just speak to that. This is what I mean by, you know, high impact events, right? But as you put it, yeah.
Absolutely. So a few months back, I was approached by the producer of a TV show who had heard of the Manitoba Executive Group and asked me to throw a gala for them at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
And that was called Wind City. Did I have it correct?
That's right.
Yeah, Wind City on YouTube. Show. Yeah.
That's right. So they asked me to throw a gala and invite my members out as extras in kind of the climax of the story for this season. So each one of our events that we hold, and we held 18 of them this last year, are all unique experiences that people get to experience. So our different membership levels, on the low end, what we call our executive members, basically pay a membership fee and can attend certain events. Our prestige members participate in all of the different events that we do and get a lot of added benefit to that. So it's a new model for us, but one that's worked very, very well.
Now, if somebody wanted to check out the Manitoba Executive Group and learn more about it, how would they do that?
We've got a website, MB executivegroup.ca. That's the best place to go to get an idea of what kind of events and who our members are. And we're going to be updating that in the next couple of weeks with our next year's calendar of events, which will certainly be unique.
Yeah, so the Manitoba Executive Group, something that Glenn got involved in really raising the level of commitment and understanding and profile of businesses in Manitoba through
Absolutely.
This organization. So check it out. I think it's well worthwhile. I've personally even met a lot of people in business there from different levels, and often it's just about going out and having a unique experience at a networking event as opposed to those, you know, sort of normal business networking events. This is Richard Land. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, we're going to talk to David Day, author of Giving Birth to a Baby Business. We'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan for Set for Success in Your Business and in Your Life. You know, I guess part of being successful is trying to find a winning approach to your business or to your life or your career, whatever it might be. Maybe it's challenges that you have in your organization. Maybe you have to find new ways to network with people, come with a creative idea. Maybe you want to actually give birth to something new, maybe a new business, maybe a new career. These are all things that we must take into consideration. You know, and sometimes you find that we might get stuck in what we're doing, or we lose focus, or we lack direction. In order to deal with that, I guess we got to sort of reach out and work together, work with other people, and maybe unravel some complex issues and make better business decisions and establish a direction for ourselves. But how do you go about doing that? There's all sorts of options when it comes down to that. Today, we're talking about that with our two guests, a Glenn Bueller, who is the chairman of the Manitoba Executive Group and vice president of business development for Oxygen Technical Services, and David Day, author of Giving Birth to a Baby Business. We'll also, when we come back, do the Set for Success tips, the things you must do in your business and your life to be successful. This is Richard Lannan for Set for Success, and we'll be right back. Hello, it's Richard Lannan here for Set for Success, and we're going to continue our conversation regarding what it takes to be successful in your business, in your life, in your career, whatever it is you want to be successful at. Now, I have an author on the phone, and author is David Day, Giving Birth to a Baby Business. David, again, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Richard. Great to be here.
It is. You know, I'm really glad you're here, too. I had the opportunity to read through your book, and it's actually a very, very interesting approach to looking at, I guess, starting a business. Maybe you can tell our listeners a little bit about your book and what your approach is and what you talk about in the book.
Well, this particular book is Giving Birth to a Baby Business, and it equates the idea of a new startup business as being like a new child, a new baby. It's completely dependent upon you. It requires an awful lot of your attention. It's life-altering, and it has the opportunity for you to put a stamp on it, to help to grow it.
Okay, so as that, I mean, you use the sort of the analogy of giving birth to a baby business. Then how is I guess do you look at it sort of like from the perspective of trimester perspective? Is that what you're saying in this book?
The book itself, in order to follow the appropriate structure, is divided into trimesters, just like giving birth to a child. There's the initial shock and excitement and nervousness of the idea, the concept, the research, the getting ready to get the baby out there. And then there's a second trimester when you're starting to get organized and put together in a business sense, a marketing plan, your pricing structure, those types of things. And then the third trimester is basically nesting. It's building the space for the business in order to exist, whether it's virtual or actual retail space, for an example. And then finally the launch, the birth of the actual business.
So there are some stages that you go through that are very common for everybody. Do you find that with entrepreneurs that they normally or that they follow some kind of step-by-step process when they're actually looking at starting a business?
The truth is that the majority of people who are thinking of starting a business for the first time really do not know what the process is. And quite often they make the mistake of thinking they've got a good idea, they may have some knowledge, skill, or experience relevant to that idea, and because of those two things they think that they can just open the business without putting together an actual plan for success. And ultimately that leads to failure. In micro businesses, businesses of five or fewer employees and under $1 million worth of sales, which represents the vast majority of startup businesses, many, many, many of those, the statistics are terrible, fail. you're looking at 7 out of 10 are dead within 1 year. And if the 3 that survived the first year, by the end of the second year, 2 of those 3 are gone. You're looking at a 90% failure rate in micro businesses. And it's almost entirely because they didn't put together an appropriate plan for success.
Appropriate plan for success. Now, I know you've mentioned already some of the elements, the trimesters, the idea of the excitement of starting off, the 3 sort of trimesters, and then the delivery for each component of a business. I mean, if we look at a little bit about the first trimester in the business, what would be some of the things that you'd be looking to consider when developing a plan?
Well, first, of course, you have to have a business concept, an idea. But having an idea is simply not good enough. You need to go out and do some research and demonstrate that there actually is a market that will exist for this particular product or service. You also have to look at your personal life. Is self-employment, is the entrepreneurial field something that's appropriate for you? Can you handle the stresses? Can you make decisions? Are you entrepreneurial? So the first trimester is really thinking about and putting together in your own mind with research the concept that you can be successful and coming to that confident position where it's now time to actually put together a blueprint, a business plan for becoming successful.
Tell us a little bit more about, say, the second trimester. And I notice in your book here, I'm actually looking at it right now, it says make a plan. So you're putting a lot of emphasis on making a plan. What would be some of the elements that you would consider in a plan?
Okay, I divide a business plan up into individual sections, and then each section is divided into subsections. To make it simple, the business plan requires, first and foremost, a complete and detailed explanation or analysis of what your business concept is. So the first section is business concept. The second section is operations. What's your pricing going to be? How are you going to register this business? How are you going to operate it? What licenses are required? What insurances are you going to be looking at? What policies are you going to put in place? The third section is marketing. Who exactly is your target market? Those people or businesses that are the most likely to buy your product or services, and then how do you reach them with an appropriate message through the appropriate medium? And then section 4 is a financial analysis. What are your cash flow analysis? What are your startup costs? What exactly is your break-even analysis? How many units of either product or service do you need to sell in order to cover your monthly expenses and generate enough revenue to make a decent living and ultimately have some retained earnings in your business? And then the last section is simply appendix, which means adding in the supporting documentation that you need in order to carry out this plan. And when you put all of that together, you have a comprehensive blueprint for the building of a small business.
So it sounds to me like your book is very detailed in terms of actually giving birth to a baby business. So it's something you may actually want to check out to our listeners. It's giving birth to a baby business. David, I gather yourself, you've been a bit of a serial entrepreneur, and I know that you've done a lot of consulting and everything in this space in terms of training, development, and that. I've read your bio and stuff. So I'm sort of cheating a little bit to my listeners and why I know this particular information. If somebody wanted to get in touch with you about your book and about actually starting a business or more information, how would they do that?
The easiest way to reach me is by email. My email address is AA as in Apple, Apple, DD as in David, David, at Shaw, S-H-A-W, .ca. So it's AADD at Shaw.ca.
.ca. And they can actually pick up some more information about that, too, in terms of it overall. If you had one final thought in terms of just starting a baby business based on your book, what would that be?
Don't jump in until you've done the appropriate homework. I'd rather see you maximize your chance of success. And to do that, you need to have a game plan. It's as simple as that.
Okay, so don't jump in. Maximize your chance for success by having a game plan. Minimize your risks and increase the opportunity to be successful. I think that's actually a pretty good Set for Success tip. This is Richard Lannan. You're listening to Set for Success on 680 CJOB. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Land back for Set for Success, and we're in the segment now where I get the opportunity to ask my guests for advice for you, the listeners, for us overall. So this segment, I basically call it the Set for Success Tips, and I like to sort of do a little bit of roundtable, I guess, and just sort of get some ideas in terms of what we've been talking about. Now, today, our topic has been around entrepreneurship, has been around small business development, has been around taking an organization and creating something that maybe was already established and making it better, and heck, even selling an organization. So we got lots of stuff we can talk about. So I'm going to start off with my first guest here, and if you don't recall who's on with me today, it's Glenn Bueller, and Glenn is the chairman of the Manitoba Executive Group and vice president of business development for Oxygen Technical Services, and David Day, author of Giving Birth to a Baby Business. So, Glenn, what is your first Set for Success tip?
I think the first thing that, you know, entrepreneurs and people who are getting going in business, it's actually a misconception, I think, is that you kind of have to appear successful in order to be successful.
Okay.
So my tip comes from experience, where when my business started gaining momentum, I went out and bought a nice car and some nice suits and things like that because I felt I needed to do that. Now, what if I had spent that money on marketing?
Yeah, okay.
Or people.
Yes.
Or things like that. So don't worry about appearing more successful than you are. Don't try to fake it until you make it. You know, just make the right investment in your business and the results will come.
Yeah. You know, it's funny you would say that. I got a friend of mine who's a very successful blue-collar guy. Okay. Mm. So he's, you know, and we joke about it and everything. He's a really bright guy. And you can always tell when his businesses are doing well and when his businesses maybe not have done so well, because it's all in the pickup that he drives.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And I joke, I get to harass him about it, right? Because I'm like, why are you spending money on that right now? Mm-hmm. But, you know, I understand it because he's gone through the hurdles, the humps of being successful. But when he's not, he doesn't try to fake it. It's like it is what it is and, mm-hmm. and away you go. And I think many ways, if that analogy sort of works, maybe that's what mm-hmm. you're saying. And
absolutely.
I think that's a really good one. David, how about yourself? What would be one of your tips? We're going to go back and forth a little bit. So give us one of your tips.
I would say one of my best tips is every good idea can be improved upon. The bottom line is if you've got a good idea, that's a good start, but it's nowhere near enough. It's time to actually get to work and put your idea in effect.
Okay, so do you have an example of maybe you having worked with somebody in the past that had a good idea that that needed to be worked on, something that you can share?
Sure. One of my associates wanted to open a coffee shop to compete with things like Starbucks and Hortons and whatnot, because they saw the amount of business that was being done and the amount of revenue that was being generated. And they went looking for a location that was somewhere in between a Starbucks and a Tim Hortons, and opened up that location, signed a long-term lease, spent a couple of $100,000 on equipment and marketing plans and signage, but had no actual research other than their own personal belief that demonstrated that that particular location was a good location for a coffee shop, and within 6 months they were out of business.
Okay.
Bottom line is, an idea is not enough. It's time to get out and prove that the idea is in fact viable.
Yeah, I think also, you know, part of that, having a great idea and checking out, you probably have to manage your emotions a little bit too, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. It's really easy to jump in with both feet because you're excited about the idea. People who follow their passion often do that. Now, is it possible to become successful by doing that? Certainly, but the odds are greatly against you. And from my perspective, it's a function of increasing the odds. I'd rather go into any scenario where I have an 80 or 90% chance of success rather than a scenario where I only have a 10 or 20% chance of success. To me, that's just common sense. But the problem with entrepreneurialism is the majority of people, common sense is most uncommon. If you follow your common sense and treat it appropriately like a business and actually structure it properly, you increase your odds to 80 to 90% of success.
And that's actually really good numbers if you can actually do this. So, Glenn, I'm going to toss it back over to you. Give us another Set for Success tip.
Well, I think, you know, when you start up a business, the most important things in the business you have to do yourself. One of the mistakes that I made when I was growing a business is trying to hire salespeople too early.
Okay.
As the entrepreneur, you're typically the most passionate about what you're doing. And having somebody else try to kind of take that sales baton and go out and grow the business, is they're not going to have the passion or the commitment that that you do. And so when it comes to the important things, do it yourself until your business is such that that you need to bring in the right people to do it better than you could.
Yeah. You know, that's a really good point. I actually use three words to describe that. And the three words are very simple: book, deliver, collect. right? Very three words. Mm-hmm. And if you think about booking, business is all about the sales and the marketing and everything. Mm-hmm. Delivering is all about getting your product or your service out mm-hmm. the marketplace. And collect is all about, you know, give me my money, right? Often I think, you know, when you mention that, often I think the first one, the book, the business is the one that gets overlooked the most, because a lot of entrepreneurs, I think, like to go and deliver. They like to actually do as opposed to get or work on the business. Mm-hmm. What do you guys think of that thought? Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, we think sometimes as entrepreneurs that, we've got a great idea. Customers will just come and then we'll get to do what we love to do. But going out and making those uncomfortable calls or however you plan to get your sales is really where you need to start.
Yeah, and it is a bit of a challenge and everything. David, I think we have time for one short tip. What would it be from you if you had another one?
Oh, one of my favorite quotes is from Brian Tracy, actually quite a famous entrepreneur and also trainer and motivator. And that quote is, "A clear vision backed by definite plans gives you a tremendous feeling of confidence and personal power."
Okay, so from Brian Tracy. That's actually a very powerful, powerful quote overall, especially in terms of what you're talking about in vision and making a plan. Glenn, I'm going to just sort of end this segment off with just asking for one final thought. If you had one final thought in terms of what we've been talking about today on the show, what would that be?
Yeah, I think definitely go to have the vision. Figure out how you're going to execute that vision and go for it, no matter what that is. And if you need help finding people to go with that vision, come to the Manitoba Executive Group. We'll connect you with all sorts of people.
Oh, very
sorry
sharp.
For the plug.
No, it's okay. You know what? The Manitoba Executive Group, I think what you've done with that organization over the last 4 years is phenomenal. I think it's an organization that here in Manitoba we should support. And definitely, having gone to some of the unique events that you talked about earlier, well worthwhile. This is Richard Lannan. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Hi, it's Richard Land here for Set for Success. We've been having quite the day speaking to both my guests, Glenn Bueller, and Glenn is the Vice President of Business Development for Oxygen Technical Services, and he's also the chairman for the Manitoba Executive Group, and David Day, author of Giving Birth to a Baby Business. Now, David is still on the air, and David, if you had one final thought for our listener, what would that be?
Well, if you're listening in Manitoba, go and join Glenn's group. The Manitoba Executive Group sounds terrific. I'm not in Manitoba, but if I was, I would be joining today.
So that would be your tip, eh? So you're getting another
Absolutely. Plug.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Well, he's done a lot of work. No, we can have some fun with that. I think there's some really great organizations that that exist, and it is one of them. You know what? You've been listening to Richard Lannan for Set for Success. And today our topic has all been around entrepreneurship and around creating organizations and what you can do in terms of engaging people from having a plan to networking. So it's been a great time talking to both my guests. So this is Richard Lannan, and I want to take this opportunity for thanking you for coming in or tuning in to Set for Success, and you make it a great day.